stand with your rehab process?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm going to take a little bit of time. After that last one, just wasn't what we were looking for, and I wasn't happy with the way that I recovered, and neither were the medical staff. So we're going to take a step back again, and I said all along we got to be very patient with what's going on, and see what the next step is.
What kind of pause or break are you going to take?
I don't know. We haven't figured it out yet.
Does that mean not throwing at all? Does that mean only throwing bullpens? How far back are you stepping?
We haven't really sat down and talked a whole lot about it. You know, obviously, I'd let them know how I felt on Sunday. We were off yesterday. I came in and spoke with Mo and Mike, and that was the and Lily, and the decision was to go ahead and back off. And then we will, when all the doctors get here and trainers get together and figure out what everybody thinks the next step is.
Are you feeling pain or weakness?
No, just kind of falling back in the same patterns again. So we want to make sure that everything stays together, everything stays strong before we get too far ahead of ourselves.
Emotionally, how tough is this on you, you know, when you set your sight on a goal and then you seem like you're getting closer to have
right.
a setback? And then...
Again, I mean, it is what it is. I told you guys all along that the expectation level wasn't huge. There's no question you get close and you start getting a little excited, but I'm ready for anything. We'll see what happens, and we'll talk with these guys tonight and see what the next step in the program is going to be.
You don't sound like a guy, though, who's ready to walk away. It sounds like you're still going to battle and do everything you can on this.
Oh, yeah, no question. I'm not giving up on what's going on. I feel like it's there. There's something there because I had it in Springfield for a little bit, and it's just a question on how can we get it to stay, I guess, and we'll see what happens. I'm going to sit down and talk with these guys and see what everybody thinks.
Just to understand the recovery, it's not pain or discomfort. What is it?
No, I mean, the same sort of just weakness and feeling in my hand to where that they believe that if I continue to keep throwing at the intensity of rehabbing and 100 pitches, it's going to eventually lead down the same path that it has in the past, and that to where it eventually goes numb. And we're not going to go ahead and make that step. We're going to go ahead and back off, try to figure out what's going on, figure out where and why, and move forward.
Carp, it sounds like it wasn't so much what happened in the game, but what happened the next day then.
No, I felt it during the game too, but I wasn't going to come out of the game and tell everybody that, you know, I wasn't feeling that great before I could speak to any of these guys here. I knew after the game that it wasn't right, and I needed to go ahead and talk to them and doctors and make sure, again, you know, this is also about future stuff too, so you make sure that we're doing okay and I'm still doing the right things and moving in the right direction. And the first response is we need to back off, and we'll evaluate it and see where we're going before you just go out there and say, yeah, Thursday we're going to go throw 90 pitches. I'm not going to do that. So we're going to back off and see what happens. No, I didn't throw one yesterday either.
But is this strictly in your hand as you were talking, or are you feeling some of that in the back or neck again or
no,
anything?
No, just my hand.
So did you feel it when you were warming up the other night, or as the game went on, or right away?
Just during the game at times. It has in the past. There's been times where during the games I feel it. But again, I'm not going to push it past to where everything shuts down like it did in spring. I still got strength. I'm still strong. I came in yesterday, worked out. My arm strength is still there. But we got to figure out what's causing the stuff in my hand before we push it.
Seems like it's always when you're at that most effort or torque or whatever the case may be that kind of aggravates everything.
And it's the way it's been, so we'll see what happens again.
Chris, can you be very specific in just the numbness in the hand and just how it affects your delivery, whether it's grip and...
Yeah, I mean, it's really like you have no proprioception in space. Like you don't know where your hand is in space. You just don't. The grip and the feel, which is obviously when you're trying to locate, is the most important thing. And when you're not feeling the ball as well as you should, it's going to affect your location. So I'm out there trying to throw it in the general area, not trying out there and trying to hit the mitt when that's going to be pretty tough to pitch. So we got to figure it out. That's it.
Your strength, right? I mean, you look at the velocity that you have.
Yeah, that's the problem. Is that there's stuff there. It's there. I just got to figure out how to keep it. And like I said, instead of making that progression of continuing to push it and blow everything out, and next thing you know, I have no strength, and I have to take a month to build it back up. There's no need for that. My strength's there. My body feels good. My back's been feeling better, which is good. So now we've got to figure out how to get it all together.
Would it be fair to say you don't know, though, when the next time you'll pick up a ball is?
No, that is fair to say.
That is fair.
Yeah. I'll know maybe more tonight.
After seeing the doctors.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I got to be real careful.